Irene's trip to the camp on the pond. In a previous episode, we learned that Irene had passed. Craig and Kathy had gone to the viewing. And on the way home, Kathy told stories to Craig about some of the things in Irene's life. This is one of those stories. After Irene and Jim had been together for many months, summer rolled around, and it was time to have a summer adventure when she was off from school. Again, Jim asked about the dates of her availability so that he could plan some travel. He explained that he would like to take her to his camp on the pond in Maine. Now, when he said camp on the pond, she didn't really know exactly what that was. She envisioned a place where a tent might be set up, or maybe a shack. And the pond, what did that mean? She envisioned a very small body of water, maybe shallow and still and, you know, a pond. She didn't understand exactly what she was getting into, but Jim had never disappointed her, so she said, let's go. She asked some questions about what sort of things to pack. He said, well, have layers because it may get cool in the evenings, but hopefully it will be nice. I've planned this to where we will get there after black flies and before mosquitoes. Hopefully we'll have a good visit. So off they went. They traveled by car. It was a long trip. But they enjoyed their trip. They often referred to these as road trips. They enjoyed their road trips together. Sometimes they would sit silently. Sometimes they would listen to music. Other times they would chatter away about a variety of topics. They enjoyed their time together. When they got to their location in Maine, it was the camp on the pond. Great. As they drove into the place, Irene was surprised that the camp wasn't what she expected. No, it was a nice big house. It was very neatly done. It was in great repair. It was beautiful. So they took some things in on arrival, and then Jim showed her around their place, the camp. He explained that when somebody says they have a camp on a pond in Maine, it may confuse some people, because a camp on a pond in Maine is usually a nice house. He showed her around, and she noticed that there were no neighbors. There wasn't anyone anywhere near, because this house was surrounded by property owned by Jim with no other houses on it. You could see no other houses. They walked down to the pond, but again, the pond was not what Irene expected. The pond was a very large lake. It was miles long. It was amazingly beautiful, and there were just a few houses that you could see along the shore. Basically, it was just water, rocks, and forest. This was fabulous. They walked back toward the house, and he said, oh, let me show you something that's fun out here. They walked to the side of the house, And on the side of the house, there was a shower head with controls, cold and hot water. And then there was a little pad to stand on, and then a sidewalk that led to the side door of the house. On the side of the house, there was a towel rack, so you could hang your towel there. It was a shower for showering outside. This struck Irene as very unusual. He said, "What do you think?" She said, "I don't know what to think." She said, he explained that there's no one around. This is like a wilderness. And so you can shower inside if you want, but there is something very free about showering out here in the woods. She said, "I'll have to think about that." He said, on a warm day, particularly if the sun is shining, and remember, I've got hot water out here, this will be delightful. Well, it was on their third day that Irene decided to shower outside. She had her coffee, her breakfast, and the thought came into her mind, you know, you only live once. And that was her mantra for the day. Those were the words by which she would live on that day. She gathered up what she needed. She went out to the shower on the side of the house, put her towel on the rack, put her soap in the soap dish, and proceeded to take a shower in the bright sun, the warm, bright sun of the morning. After the shower, she got dressed. They took a ride in the boat, exploring the lake, enjoying the surroundings, enjoying their stay at the camp on the pond. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I invite comments below, and I hope you join us in future videos. See you soon.